Welcome to part three in the interview with Patrick Ramey, Vice President of Real Estate with Edgewood Companies, where host Michelle Sweeney talks with him about the Edgewood Tahoe Lodge project.
Given the conversation that I had with Chuck Scherer, your CEO, recently, I mean, the Park family and Edgewood Companies has a long history of stewardship of their lands in and out of the basin throughout Douglas County. And operations and maintenance clearly is just a part of running, owning properties and running a golf course, et cetera. But what you're describing is essentially upping the bar significantly in this next period and having used new science to define how that bar is set for yourselves. I'm wondering, as we look to translate this notion around the lake of stewardship of resources, but on properties, I mean, the Park family is essentially one of the biggest landholders at the lake and certainly one of the biggest private landowners at the lake. Are there lessons from what you've been able to do in this significant swath of land for public entities and jurisdictions who are dealing with similar size issues, what they're calling catchments in terms of areas of land that drain into the lake?
Sure. I think that there are. I think there's a lot we've learned just from our project. And one thing our project has been the first project that has used the pollutant load reduction model, which is a new model that the TRPA the Water Quality Boards have implemented or are implementing to study stormwater runoff. And so we've applied that to our project, and I think there'll be lessons learned of how other projects can use that pollutant load reduction model to design the most effective stormwater treatment systems. I think the other thing, a couple other things that I think this project can serve as an example of it. One is the maintenance program we talked about. Having a project is not enough. Having a long-term maintenance program and having funding for that long-term maintenance program, I think, is really important. The other thing I think that we have the opportunity at Edgewood that's unique is that we have a large land area on the golf course to be able to treat both urban and even runoff that comes from the Forest Service land before it reaches Lake Tahoe. And not everyone has that, and very few have that opportunity. And so I think one translation of this idea and the ideas that we've been able to implement at Edgewood is that smaller landowners are going to need to partner together with the governmental agencies, the county, the city, the TRPA, to develop regional treatment facilities. Not unlike what the Stateland Stormwater Association has done, but they're going to need more leadership from our state and local governmental agencies to get that done. And I think that's really important because the smaller properties are going to have a lot of trouble implementing threshold improvement projects because they don't have the room. And we really need those properties to reinvent, redevelop, not just for our economy, but also to our environment. When we talked at the beginning about what's the new science and where is the loss of Lake Coyote coming from, it comes from lots and lots of small properties that don't have their stormwater controls in place because they were built long before we knew they should be in place. And providing those regional opportunities through public-private partnerships where that will serve as the stormwater treatment for those properties, I think could facilitate redevelopment and reinvention that we need both for the economy and the environment.
Great. Well, thanks for your observations. Is there anything else that you'd like to say to the public, the listening audience, about the project or what we've been discussing?
Well, I think for the listening audience, I think most of our listening audience will be local people to Tahoe. And I think that for Edgewood Tahoe today and in the future, when the new lodge is built, that it's the locals that give a place life and energy and character and make it a real place. And I think that invitation and that encouragement to come to Edgewood Tahoe and be part of what we're doing, that's really exciting to me, and I love seeing my neighbors and my peers and over at Brooks Bar having a hamburger. So I think that's an exciting part of this project, and the opportunity to come and enjoy the beach, the new lakefront recreation area we'll have that isn't open to the public today but will become open and open up as part of the project in the future is an exciting thing for everybody who lives here. And, you know, we could talk about water quality and the economy, and those are kind of these big ideas, and it's hard to exactly know how they might affect me. But being able to go and sit on the beach at Edgewood Tahoe and see your neighbors and friends, I think is an exciting thing.
Great. Well, thanks for your time today and all your insight.
Thank you.
This is the end of the interview with Patrick Ramey of Edgewood Companies. Thank you for listening at tahoeproject.org.